You're listening to Two Gomers Get Thankful, a podcast about two regular guys thinking back on their running journey so far and picking their top three things that they're thankful for. This is the first Two Gomers special for Thanksgiving 2009.
Look to the wise, close your eyes, girl, and fall back on.
Welcome, everybody, to the first in a series of three special podcasts put on by the two Gomers. This is Gomer number one, one of those two aforementioned Gomers, Anthony speaking, coming to you from the Tampa Bay area of Florida, before that from Miami, before that from New York, and before that originally from Wisconsin, with my friend Steven all the way out in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Before that, Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Before that, Madison. Before that, Vienna, Austria. Before that, Ford's, New Jersey. I don't know why we just gave people our geographical history.
But right. Well, maybe they can trace our accents.
It is a special episode, after all.
Hopefully this can be an episode that people can let their friends know, like, hey, they want to tell them about a podcast, want one to point them to. Hopefully this can be one of them. So we're going to be a little bit more autobiographical,
I think. Yeah, good idea. And I wanted to start out by just saying thanks, everybody who bought this episode.
Yeah.
You know, this is kind of a way for us to raise funds for the cost of putting out the podcast. So thanks in advance, all of you who paid money for this podcast. We totally appreciate it.
Oh, so much. And are there any freeloaders out there? Go back to twogomers.com, check out the PayPal section.
It's kind of like this the in rainbows of Radiohead, right? Like, it's a risk, but we're going to do it.
Well, see, you shouldn't have brought that up, because before, I think I said I paid like one penny for that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But, dude, I paid $6 for it.
Oh, okay.
So that averages out at just about $2.99, the suggested retail price for this here episode.
How convenient. One other thanks that we need to send out, that song that you heard at the beginning is by a band called This World Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to send thanks to them, particularly the lead singer songwriter Chris Calgren, who's one of our great friends from days past,
yeah,
as well as today. And we're going to be featuring their music all throughout this episode.
Yep.
Various songs and probably just mentioning little things about them. So that's a band that we would like to support as well. So why don't you guys, the Gomer fans, head over to iTunes, look up, they just released their White Flag EP. Every Two Gomers person needs to go over there and buy that and support this band, because that would be really sweet.
So this episode is the first, like we said, the first of our Two Gomers specials. And it is going to be a different sort of episode. We're going to have a different format. It's going to be broader than the week-to-week sort of thing that we've done every single week. We usually do a think back on the week and talk about our running journey up to the marathon that we're going to do in March. But this time, we're just going to think broader about our Gomer journey. And we're going to do the top three things that we're thankful for so far since we started this in September 2008. So that's why it's going to be different, mainly.
Right. Well, it's also special because, you know, it's the fundraising episode.
Yep.
And we talked about fundraising before.
Yeah.
You have a lot more experience fundraising than I do. Like, my fundraising experience basically just goes back to high school.
Those pizzas.
Right. So you remember, you know, I'm the band director's kid.
Right.
So, you know, I got lots of perks. Like when Pizza Jack, that guy came.
Right. I remember him.
Yeah, his job, he was probably hired by my dad to come in and raise some funds. Like, I mean, that's what this guy does, is raise funds so that, you know, people can go on European tours and stuff.
Right. Yeah, so poor high school kids can go to Europe and eat cheese. Yeah.
So he came in with those little paper pamphlets, you know, that have lots of deluxe pictures of, like, pizzas, but then cheese baskets and cheese pixies.
Sausage baskets, all sorts of baskets.
Right. Little did we know back then that it would be broadcast all over the internet, which we didn't even know what that was then.
That's true.
But anyways, so he gave us these little sheets, and I made it like my goal to like pay for much of my European tour on this money.
Yeah.
And so I went all over the neighborhood and basically said, hi, will you buy a pizza? Will you buy a cheese basket? And I'll deliver it, you know?
Right.
And somehow I sold tons and tons of stuff. Dude.
Which I don't get, because I couldn't sell those things at all.
Right. I think it's because I was like 67 pounds back then.
And the blessed son of the band director.
Yeah, right. Maybe that helped. I was like, I'm Anthony, the blessed son of the... Yeah. But anyway, so I sold tons and tons of stuff. So then the day came. So we sold all the stuff in like the winter, but we had to deliver it after like... What's the opposite of the first frost? Like
the first last, thaw.
The first thaw. Okay. Yeah. The rite of spring when the bassoon comes in.
Right.
And so we had to deliver the pizzas during the first thaw.
Uh-huh.
So the day came where Pizza Jack came in his big truck that I got to drive around and we unloaded like half of his truck into my van. And you remember my blue party van. Maybe I can throw up a picture of that.
Yeah. Sort of looked like a dirt devil, like one of those little vacuum cleaners.
Yeah. The party van. We had a lot of good times in that thing.
Yeah.
So imagine during the first thaw, about like, you know, 100 pizzas
uh-huh.
with the deluxe self-rising crusts being put into the back of that thing. So I didn't really think about it that all needs to be delivered
right.
within like half an hour. And my plan was to deliver them like in a couple days because, you know, we're procrastinating.
Right. Yeah. I'll do it sometime.
So, dude, those self-rising crusts, they all rose in the back of my van. So, like, I drove all over that neighborhood, multiple neighborhoods. And, you know, you present the pizza to the customer. You're like, and here's your pizza. Give me $50. And it was like all droopy. Over my hand, like U-shaped. You know, it's supposed to be frozen, but it's all thawed and self-risen. but I didn't care.
Oh, yeah. They already gave you the money. What do you care?
Oh, yeah, because they paid before.
That, it's similar to this fundraising episode. People have already paid for it, hopefully.
Right.
And hopefully we don't deliver them a droopy episode.
A saggy pizza. Yeah.
So we've had a lot of experience in fundraising. This is another one. I hope it works.
Yeah.
I think people are going to dig it. We wanted to give people an opportunity to get involved with the Gomers in a different way. But we should probably get to this thing, huh?
Yeah. Let's talk about our thankfulnesses.
And we're going to start with our number three most thankful for thing. Let's do it.
All right. Let's pass it over to This World Fair.
Now, the Two Gomers Thanksgiving Special Top 3. This is number 3.
All right, here we are in the brand new section, the third most thankful thing. Probably a section that's only going to occur this one time.
A unique section.
Yeah, so welcome to it, and let's get through it.
All right, dude, I think the listener should know that we have discussed these beforehand.
Yeah.
Usually it's all candid, but we wanted to make sure this one is special.
Yeah.
So we've come up with our top three things that we're thankful for, kind of thematically and in general. And the first one is that we are thankful for what this whole Gomer journey has done for our bodies.
Right, because running is very much about the body, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's your vehicle.
Without the body, you couldn't run.
Right. Maybe you couldn't, you know, you can on the Wii.
Yeah, that's true. But you still need your body. Do you remember, like, old school Nintendo? Track and field?
Yeah, totally, dude. You get that pad, the track pad, you're like, but you do it with your hand.
Oh, yeah. Nobody ever did it with their feet. You kneel down and you go. And then when you jump, you go.
Right. That's so true.
So, yeah. So that is like pre-Gomers for us. The most exercise we got was playing video games. Track and field is probably pretty rigorous, actually.
Yeah. Well, we have the Wii Fit.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, good job.
We got that like last summer. It's actually pretty cool. Like, probably messed around with it for like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then it kind of went downhill after that.
Well, speaking of that, I think when we started this whole thing back in September 08, I wouldn't say we were like obese or even fat.
No.
But we were both kind of on our way to becoming really unhealthy. I remember vividly thinking that, like, I was heavier than I'd ever been, kind of in the high to mid 180s, right?
Yep.
Feeling myself creeping up on 200. I'm average height, so 200 would be pretty overweight. I was just feeling lethargic. Most of what I did was sit down and watch TV. And when I was at work, I was just talking to people. It was I don't have a physical job, right? So I wasn't doing anything physical. I had no energy. I was sleeping worse and worse. So I felt tired all the time, but I was sleeping badly.
Right.
I've shared this a lot of times. I'd reached that point in my weight threshold where I was snoring. Because there's so much fat in my neck. So I just remember vividly thinking, like, uh-oh, what is happening to me? And so I don't know. I don't think I would say I was on death's door, but I was on my way to becoming a really unhealthy person.
Yeah. Well, and I've told you about that before, about my aha moments.
Right.
But I went to the doctor for, like, my yearly physical or whatever. They put that glove, and they're like, okay, cough.
yeah, like on every movie that you see, they put that rubber glove on and go snap, bend over.
Yeah, you're right. That is, like, the worst part of your year.
Yep.
But anyways, had that doctor's visit, and I've had, like, every time you go to the doctor, they probably say something like, they give you like a sheet of like, you know, this is what you should try to eat, you know, try not to eat too much fast food, and then, you know, try to get some exercise.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of like when you go to the dentist and they say, you know, you should floss regularly.
They just have to say that.
Right. So like once a year, once every 6 months, you have to sort of lie.
Right. Exactly.
And you're like, oh yeah, I totally flossed. Totally, dude.
And what you mean is I flossed before I came in today.
Right. That's why my gums are all bloody. And you did it that morning so that you wouldn't be lying, I guess.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Dude, I've always wanted to go to the dentist like right after eating like a Snickers bar.
Or like eat one of those suckers that turns your mouth blue and then go to the dentist.
The hygienist comes in and you're like, ah. It's No, I feel like it's a nice gesture to go in with a clean mouth, not like a peanut stuck in the hole where your wisdom tooth used to be.
Right.
But anyway, so I had that aha moment where the doctor was like, oh, so I should mention that she said, your cholesterol is horrible.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I ever talked about that on a podcast, but that's kind of like one of those genetic things.
Right.
Where just in my family, there's heart problems and there's cholesterol and also back problems.
Okay.
But she was like, your cholesterol sucks, so here's a list of stuff you can eat, here's a list of stuff you can't eat, and then probably do some exercise. And I rolled my eyes and was like, dude,
shut up.
Like, yeah, it's like, you know, yep, here we are. I'm sure you do this moment multiple times a day where the patient lies. And I was like, nah. But then I got home. And this is right about the time where we saw the bucket list. Well, I saw the bucket list,
right.
And I was like, New York City Marathon should be on my bucket list.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, it was kind of like the perfect storm in a way.
Right.
Where I was like, you know what? I don't want to lie like that anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Like, I don't want to just say, oh yeah, I'll work out, I'll try to eat better, and actually try to make a real change.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely. I mean, and I think for some reason, both of us kind of had those moments close to each other.
Yeah.
I remember calling you and telling you, listen, I heard about this half marathon. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. Do you want to do it with me? And you're like, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yep.
So both of us were just sick of it. And, you know, I didn't want to live like that anymore. I tried these other stupid diets, right? Kind of these fad diets, like, you know, the ones I see on Oprah, which the Paracone one where you eat salmon, berries, and nuts.
And, like, fart a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, like, the shakes diet.
Right.
You make these power shakes and work out like crazy. And what happened was I just drank these shakes and then played more Wii. And so I get fatter.
Right. Dude, can I say one more aha moment?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, this one is vain.
Okay.
Okay, this one's all about vanity. All
right.
Okay, so my aha moment is when t-shirts started to be too tight.
Okay, yeah, okay? I gotcha.
Like, I love wearing t-shirts,
mm-hmm.
and that was kind of like one of the vain clinchers on I don't want to keep going, you know, towards the 200-pound mark, because then I'm going to have to go up a larger size in t-shirts.
Right.
And I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I hear you. Definitely. The other day, I bought a t-shirt that's too tight for me on purpose.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
I know, but it was, for, you know, I need motivation to keep doing this.
Totally.
So I totally get, sometimes vanity is what you need.
Right, totally.
So since then, like I was saying, our bodies have improved. I mean, I think both of us have lost weight. And, you know, I think there's something significant even about not gaining any more weight.
Right.
Right.
We hit a plateau that neither of us have, like, I've never been above 189.5.
Right.
Right.
So neither of us have hit that 190. I'm back in the 170s right now, partially due to my shingles.
Right.
Lucky. But I just think if we hadn't done this, we would have just continued on that path. Right.
Right.
I might be 195. I might be 200 right now. And I'm not. And it's awesome. Tons more energy. I feel like I can engage with people better, with my kids better. I don't snore anymore. I sleep way better.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just a lot of things to be thankful for about what this journey has done for my physical body so far.
Oh, yeah. I think you were talking about those fad diets and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of feel like running is, like, the purest form of, like, exercise.
I do, too.
You know, it's like the purest form. It's like singing in music.
Huh.
It's like, that's like the purest way to make music is with only your voice. It's just your body.
Yeah, that's a
so
good
with running,
point.
It's just you and the road.
Yep. Or the treadmill.
You know, there's no weights. There's no belts. There's,
right, exactly.
Well, although we might ask for a fuel belt for Christmas.
But I know what you mean. There's no, you're totally using your body to lose weight. I mean, it's a totally natural thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially that guy that you see at races who doesn't even have shoes on.
Right.
He's the purest form of rate of exercise.
Right, just underwear. Totally. So a couple other just real quick things that running has done for our bodies. Mm-hmm. We might talk about this in a future section. But, dude, I mentioned this before, but I have, like, chronic headaches.
Right.
Like, headaches all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know why. I don't think it's a tumor. Obviously, it's not, because when I started running, they went away.
Yeah.
Almost completely.
Right. Yeah, you're not headache-free, but it used to be chronic headaches, right? And that's not the case anymore.
Right. I mean, sometimes getting out to run, if you really don't want to on that day, can actually, like, give you a headache, like, worrying about it.
Right, yeah.
But then you go out and run, and it actually makes it go away.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't... There must be some sort of scientific, physiological stuff out there about this.
Yeah.
But, I mean... Something about the endorphins or the chemical things that happen, just do something where it releases stress, maybe. Maybe that's it for me, that I used to get a lot of stress headaches. And now exercising, that releases stress in a different way than just worrying and stressing about things used to.
Totally. One other miraculous thing, dude. You got to tell them about your feet.
Oh, yeah. So this is the weirdest thing. I think I've mentioned this on the podcast, maybe at the end of second season. But I have horrid, horrid foot odor and always have.
Yeah.
It's always been an issue.
Yep.
it's been unpleasant for everybody, especially Jessica, my wife.
Yeah.
Then I start running and all my socks turn yellow.
That's so sick.
Like I'm excreting something.
Yeah.
And Jessica's like, why are your socks yellow? And my feet don't smell anymore.
That is unbelievable.
They still smell. It's like the headaches thing. They still smell once in a while,
uh-huh.
but it it is noticeably and miraculously different. And this is just weird. And I've never had any, nobody's been able to explain it to me. But there's something when I started exercising, my body did something, maybe it's to reward me,
yeah.
got rid of something in my feet. And now my feet don't smell as bad anymore.
That is so weird, but it's awesome, dude. I love that.
It really is something special, a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, totally. That's awesome.
So yeah, I think we have a ton to be thankful for in mm-hmm. this department. And I can guarantee none of these things would have happened unless we had decided to do this, unless we had signed up for the half marathon last year, unless we had signed up for the marathon this year again and had this podcast. So it's all due to kind of this Gomer journey.
Yeah, totally. I am thankful, man. Let's find out what our second most thankful thing is.
Let's do it.
But first, some more from This World Fair. Get thankful. This is number two.
Number two, huh?
Drink that coffee.
You're experiencing a Code Brown in the middle of our podcast.
Yeah, this section could be called Code Brown or number two. Oh, dude, I had one more fad diet.
Okay.
That I heard about, I don't know where, but it was called the Naked Diet.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of that one?
I've heard of that. Yeah. What is that?
Well, so basically what the Naked Diet is you're supposed to eat naked in front of a mirror. And you're supposed to, like, look at your body. And I don't know if you're supposed to, like, be disgusted.
I think so.
Like it's supposed to, like, take away your appetite. Or yeah. I don't know if it's a guilt trip diet. I don't know.
No, I can see how that would work for some people.
Yeah.
It's just logistically, it's difficult.
Right.
Especially when you're eating out, you know, have friends over.
How does a family do that?
I don't know.
Dude, I had one fad diet that I have wanted to patent and send to people that talk about fad diets.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Okay, my fad diet that I've been thinking about for years, I call it the water diet.
Okay.
And you would drink a large glass of water before every meal.
Uh-huh.
And then after, like, a serving, you would drink another large glass of water.
Okay, gotcha. So you're filling up on water and tricking your stomach.
Yeah, because you know that feeling, like, when you're like, should I take that bite or should I not?
Right.
So I've been wondering, maybe that's already been invented, but that's something I've been thinking about for years. If it would work, and you'd have to pee a lot, but...
Yeah, well, that's fine. Who cares?
Right, at least it'll be clear. So.
Yep, exactly. Okay, so our number two thing that we're most thankful for about the Gomer journey so far is the fans.
Nice.
And I think this was a part of the two Gomers thing that was totally unexpected to us, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, if we had thought about, like, hey, dude, how could we try to get, like, 1,000 friends? Like, if we had thought about a scheme to do that, like, obviously, right. First of all, it wouldn't have been successful. But also, it would have just been stupid. Like
when we started, that was not the point.
Yeah.
To gain fans, to gain listeners. I mean, we wanted people to listen, but I think our assumption always was, you know, people that know us will listen. Maybe a couple hundred if we're lucky.
Yeah.
We'll kind of connect with us, and then if we're really lucky, we'll get a couple people that we don't know, kind of hooked into us, and we'll be able to share the weird way that we talk and try to get one of our terms into the vernacular and stuff.
Yeah.
But it wasn't to gain fans
when
we started this thing. That was not the point of it.
No, not at all.
And it wasn't ever, we never really thought that we would be motivating to people, right? Right.
Yeah, I don't think that we thought that we were, well, you're an inspirational speaker. I always love your messages and stuff. Like whenever, you know, I go to a church that you're talking at or something, it's always motivational though.
And so I think we talked about this early, is that the reason why this has been such a surprise to us is we purposefully chose something that we know we're not good at. Right. You're motivational to me in your musicality.
Right.
Right. You're, you know, one of the top bassoonists or whatever. But yeah, the excellence that you put in and the effort that you put into your music, the training that you've gotten, the way that you play, it's motivating. But we were not expecting that we would motivate people in the health and fitness section of iTunes.
Yeah. That's another thing. If we had set out as a goal to be like the number one new and notable podcast in the health and fitness section of iTunes, first of all, we wouldn't have even known how to do that.
Right.
I think that's the fun part, is that just it kind of happened, you know, naturally. And it was just, it was like, I remember when I was in the drive-thru of Steak and Shake and you called me and you were like, dude, we're on the front page of iTunes. I was like, what?
Right. I think if that was our goal, we want to get popular. We want to be first on iTunes. We want to get people to like us.
Yeah.
Right. We want to make sure we do a lot of self-promotion. That would have been obvious and people wouldn't have been into it.
Right. For sure.
So I think we got lucky that we were so naive about it.
Mm-hmm.
That all we wanted to do was get healthy, accomplish this goal, and keep each other accountable by doing this in the public forum. And then it just kind of happened like that, and we got a lot of amazing fans.
Oh, yeah. They're so awesome. Like, I just love seeing on Facebook that they're talking to each other. You know, they're motivating each other. They're meeting up at races.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's awesome.
Yeah, that's the other thing that I think came so unexpected was we gained thousands of new people with stories that motivate us,
mm-hmm.
That motivate each other. You see them interacting on Facebook. You see them commenting to each other on our website. It's like nuts. And I just can't believe how fortunate we are to have gained this kind of listenership. It's amazing.
Yeah. Super thankful. I think I might have an idea, dude, as to kind of what happened here. I have this amazing music theory professor from grad school. And the one of the first things he said in our first class was, what is your voice? Like, tell me why I want to come to your concert.
Okay.
Because I've heard a million piano concertos. What do you have to say that's different?
Uh-huh.
And so I think that's why we've got this niche in the running market.
Right.
Is that we have a different voice. And, you know, maybe we can relate a little bit to the penguins.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
We are not the elite athletes.
Uh-huh.
We are people that want to just, you know, have fun and do something new.
Yep.
And I think that niche is exciting to people, because I don't think the normal person can just start running and then win a marathon. And dude, when we started, did we even really think we were going to finish a real half marathon anyways?
There was most of me that was like, what the heck are we doing? This is too big of a risk. And I can't believe we're actually putting this out in the public forum.
Right. But I think we care enough about what people think of us that then we had to follow through with it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that was one of the main motivations, our fans.
Yeah,
They were watching and they were waiting. And you know, I feel like every fan interaction that we've had has been a good one. Even people that have given us criticisms, right? Ways that we can improve. I think everybody actually cares about us and has given us good advice. There is that one time when we got nervous about our fans, right?
Right, yeah. The third Gomer, the fabled third Gomer.
Yeah, so kind of late into first season, we started getting these comments from third Gomer.
Yeah.
Right? And they were, I mean, just creepy.
Yeah,
right?
we purposely didn't talk about him on the podcast because we didn't want to egg this person on, but it kept happening.
And we assumed it was a woman, right?
Yep.
Or a girl, and just obsessed with us.
Yep.
And obsessed with running the half marathon with us. And other people actually were emailing us like, you got to take care of this third Gomer. Just tell this person to leave you alone.
Right.
But here's a couple. I pulled up a couple comments from it.
Okay, good.
Here's this one. I will run with you two men. Just please tell me how I can meet you at the race. I already sign up and want to be by you. I can't wait to meet Gomers. 7 exclamation points. Here's another one. And this one. This one is after Jen Buttars made a comment and her name was Slow Fat Chick, remember?
Yeah.
Here's what Third Gomer says. I love good advice from fat chicks. We will use advice together at half marathon. Still waiting for a place to meet at pickup for numbers. Don't let me down by not including 3 exclamation points and a frowny face.
Right. That's so awesome.
So, people were worried about it. We were worried about it. And then we found out that, it was my brother the whole time.
You're right. Genius so, prank, dude.
I know. Absolutely genius. I mean, people should go back and read these comments. They're so creepy, so rude,
yeah,
so mean, and yeah, so, like, obsessive.
Yeah.
And, I mean, when he snuck out and ran the half marathon with us, we, you know, we bestowed upon him the title of Third Gomer, of Gomer 3, because I think he deserved it. He did a good job. He got everybody. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Some good fan feedback.
And you can find that on web.com/tilde/%/
http://web.me.com/entry/1.
Yeah. We think this is funny every time.
Our original website that takes forever to load.
Right.
So we love our fans.
Yeah. Thanks so much, everybody. You rule.
It definitely one of those things that has kept us going. Yeah, it's been amazing, surprising, and we're so thankful for it.
Yeah, one of the things about our fans, dude, is that, like, okay, if you're a fan of a band, you might not be as good of a musician as that band, you
yeah,
know?
That's true, yep.
But in our case, our fans are actually probably better athletes than us, you know?
Yeah, maybe that's why we have so many fans, because they can feel better about themselves when they listen to us.
Right, totally.
Consuming space and time, you welcome it, and drawing side by side the lines you see fit. To truth or consequence, you yield and go. And take control, and take control, and take control, and take control. Take control and take control. You get it big, you want it more. You're hiding behind your plastic.
The Two Gomers Get Thankful. This is number one.
All right, dude. Before we get to our absolute number one,
yeah,
I wanted to just do a little honorable mention.
Okay.
Running makes me thankful for what I'm good at. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What I mean by that is I'm not good at running.
Right.
Like, every time I even need to run 2 miles, I still dread it.
Yeah.
And it still kills me, and I still, you know, I guess I'm a Gomer, so it's still really hard.
Right.
And I'm not good at it, but I enjoy it, and it's fun.
Yeah.
So, basically, it just makes me thankful that I'm actually good at something else, like a professional musician.
Right.
And I don't know. I think... I don't want to talk it up too much, but, like, it just makes me remember that I'm not a Gomer at something else.
Right. Yeah, dude, my dad always talks to me about this, about his favorite part of the podcast.
Yeah.
Is about how dumb we can be about some things.
Yeah.
And how good we are at other things. Like, we'll just not know anything about football or, right, like, what a steal is called in a basketball game.
Right.
Or any, like, how long an actual marathon is, the thing that we're making the podcast about. And then you go and you sing Solfege, right?
Yeah.
And when you talk about music, you know what the heck you're talking about, right? Yeah. So there's I totally know what you mean, that the Gomer side of it reminds us that we're actually not Gomers in other areas. That's pretty cool.
So thank you, running, for that.
And you got that idea off your podcast, right? I mean, off your iPhone.
Podcast ideas. Yeah, I have this tab called Podcast Ideas. I just thought I'd read a couple more.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are podcast ideas that I've been compiling for almost a year, and I've never told you about any of them because they never show up on the podcast because they're stupid.
So you just jot down ideas, random
ideas.
Yeah,
so this is like me in the middle of the night, so I'm just going to read a couple. Okay. Okay. The first one is me running hurdles.
Okay.
So I want to tell you that story sometime from middle school.
Okay, I can't wait. That sounds awesome.
Okay, the next one is laundry stinks.
Okay, yeah, I know what that means probably. Your laundry stinks.
Yep. Okay, the next one is the shower conundrum. So we can get into that sometime.
Okay.
The next one is dried off at Chris's with a hand towel / sweater. I don't know what that means. like some of these, I just don't even know what they are. Okay. Oh,
that's good.
The Picard maneuver.
All right.
And finally, I dude, this goes on forever, but finally, when Alex tried to pee out of my van at 75 miles per hour. So those are some ideas that might be in future podcasts.
Oh, if we're lucky. Man, right. Those are great. I can't wait to hear every one of those. Good thing we have 8 additional episodes this season. Well, we should go to the number one thing we're thankful for, probably.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're doing.
Yeah. So, the number one thing we're thankful for is our lives are better.
Mm-hmm.
And this is different than the first one, our bodies, right?
Right.
Because we're not talking about the physical aspect of it right now. But, like, spiritually, mentally, in our discipline, in our relationships, we're better people than we were August of 2008 because we started this Gomer journey.
Totally, dude. The thing about the lives that's been really changed for me is just plain discipline.
Right.
And this is totally different than body because, okay, we've talked about so much that we're procrastinators.
Yeah.
So I remember back in the half marathon thing, I decided this was something that I could not procrastinate on, even though probably still procrastinated often.
Yeah.
Because it's a growing process.
Yeah.
But you cannot show up at a marathon having procrastinated all the training to the night before.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't work.
Right. And so it's the same thing for me in auditions too. Like I can't show up and, I'll just learn all this crap the night before. And so I think that has been a huge thing for me is seeing a goal that's, 6 months away.
Right.
And doing something today about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, definitely.
So
sure.
That has been huge for me. But that's more the mind,
Oh, yeah.
It's you telling your body what to do.
Yeah. It's pure mental. Mm-hmm. I mean, and we've talked about that a lot, that most of this journey for us has been mental.
Yep.
Just doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been huge. The discipline part of it for sure.
Yeah.
For me, and we've talked about this before, that I tend to be a yes man, right?
Right. And I'm a no man.
So what I do is I do a lot of stuff because I say yes to everything, which I'm getting better at. And a lot of it never gets finished and I just get stressed out and then I'm unmotivated to do anything. And so that's why the running thing has made my life better because I'm less stressed.
Yep.
I chose this one goal to do when it came to running. That's why none of those stupid diets worked because it was like, you have to eat only these amount of things and not these things and blah, blah, blah. And then you have to do this exercise at this point and this exercise at this point, and they're all weird and they're all these different schedules. With this marathon training, it's been just, this is when you run. This is how to eat healthy, which is mostly we're just counting calories, right?
Right.
And so it's a singular goal, and I've just been able to finish what I start. That's what I feel like has improved in my life. I've been able to look back and I've been able to say, I did that half marathon. I actually started it. I finished it.
Yeah.
And now I'm starting this marathon training and I'm going to finish it. I'm like a different kind of motivated person because I've chosen one thing to do that's hard and I'm going to actually finish it. And there's all these benefits to it.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. I think something that it's done in my life has been doing something new with Erin.
Oh, yeah.
So that's my wife for anybody that if you're new to the podcast for this episode, for some reason, Erin is my wife. And, I think we've always wanted to do something like some sort of hobby, something physical that would be engaging and fun. And so it's like, well, what do you want to do? You want to like try racquetball? Oh, crap. We need to get like a racket equipment and a ball.
Yeah. And a membership to the club or whatever.
Right. So, okay. Well, I guess that's not going to work because I don't really want to spend any money. So do you want to play basketball? No, we're not good at that. Obviously.
I would love to see you and Aaron playing basketball.
Yeah, one-on-one. That would be pretty funny.
Dude, that's next season of Two Gomers. Two Gomers in a two-on-two basketball tournament with their wives against each other.
Dude, I wonder who would win for real.
That's a really good question.
Maybe we could do wives versus Gomers.
Again, I wonder who would win.
Yeah, they would probably win. But anyways, it's been something really fun. You talked about in the Gomer Rewind episode that it's something fun for you and Noah to do. And I cannot wait to have kids and do that, because that just sounds amazing. And I hope, you know, in the years to come when we have kids, that we'll still be running.
Right out of the womb, you'll have a little Gomer running with you.
maybe we'll be blessed with a non-Gomer, like one of those real athletes. No, I want to.
Maybe.
No. But it's been something fun to do together.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's actually pretty romantic.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, I agree.
Yep.
Yeah. I think that same thing, that it's brought me and Jessica closer, given us again, a goal to work towards that's not about our job, which is awesome.
Yeah.
It gives us kind of this outlet to do something together that's not in our regular ministry jobs. And I also think it's made me a better dad. I mean, I know it has. I've talked about this before, but just the way my kids see me now, the way I interact with them, being less stressed makes my relationship with them and Jessica way better. And now they have a dad who does something that is challenging and finishes it and keeps going. And so I know that means a lot to them. I think they don't know that yet, but I think it will mean a lot to them. And it's just been fun when we've done races together. And yeah, it definitely has made my life, my family life, way, way better.
That's awesome, dude. I love it. Yeah. Thank you, running.
Thank you, running. So that's our number one. It's made our lives better. And we're not just blowing smoke here. This is for real. Like, it has improved us dramatically.
Yep. Like, I remember the other day, I was like super cranky and actually kind of like in down in the dumps, depression, kind of spinning circles straight down.
Yeah.
And Aaron was like, go running, you know, like slap me in the face. Get out there.
Jillian style.
Yeah, right. Well, I've asked Aaron to be Jillian style a couple times, not in some sort of weird way. When I wrote that on Twitter, I was like, I wonder if people think like I'm being weird. I don't mean it like that.
She probably can't swear at you without feeling bad, I'm assuming.
Well, plus she is like kind of the opposite of Jillian. She's like a total encourager. Well, no, Jillian's an encourager, but
in a different way.
Yeah, she's totally the opposite. But I was like, just yell at me and tell me to get out there. And so she did. And, you know, I felt a lot better.
Yeah, it's big.
Case in point.
So those are our top three. Our bodies have improved. We've gained a lot of new friends, fans, and listeners. And our number one, our lives in general are just better. And I feel like there's a ton more stuff we could be thankful for. And we can't go on forever in this podcast. But luckily, our fans, who we are thankful for, gave us a ton more on our last Monday survey. And so we're going to head over to some final listener feedback and read some of these fan thankful fours.
Awesome. But first, another sound clip from This World Fair.
I see London in my dreams. It's always snowing. It's always snowing. And I don't know what that means. It makes me wanna come and see you, to have and hold you, or just be near you, so that I might be reminded again. I wrote you seven letters, one for every day that you will go. Still I kept them all together to see if I could read where I went wrong. I'll be on the next plane.
So those were our top three things we're thankful for. But like we said, we got a lot of listener feedback from our Monday survey that we put out a couple weeks ago now, I guess, about what you're thankful for. And we wanted to read the ones, a couple of them, that kind of stood out to us. Again, way too many to read all of them. And we appreciate your feedback. But we just wanted to read a couple of them that stood out.
Yeah. So the first one was from Rebecca. And she just said, I'm thankful for the quiet time where all I have to think about is the next step.
Totally.
Totally succinct, but perfect.
Yeah.
Quiet time and just let the cares go away.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. This stress reliever that I didn't have before.
Yep.
Now I've got it. It makes all the difference. Totally.
And then Jennifer said, I run in the morning, so I go through my whole day knowing I already did something good for myself.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's awesome. Totally awesome. I suck at running in the morning.
No, but that I remember even a couple weeks ago you were talking about that one time you did.
Yeah.
And you'd had all that stuff done by the even by the time you went to work, and you felt like, I already did so much. This is going to be a good day.
Yep. Dude, that reminds me what my Mozart professor said, that Mozart was like that he would get up early in the morning and compose for a couple of hours. That way, throughout the entire day, he had, you know, gotten some awesome stuff done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember this feeling of going through the day thinking, what did I do today?
Right.
Even though I went to work and I did stuff, and it still is like, did I actually accomplish anything? This running thing is like, yeah, I ran 3 miles. That's big. The two that I picked, the first one was from Robert. He says, I'm thankful to have more energy and fit into my clothes better.
Nice.
Like we were talking about just now. He says, also, I will be around longer to see my kids grow up.
Nice.
I think you'll see if you write a comment about your kids, I'll read it on the air.
Yeah.
And then the last one was from Allison. She said, I'm thankful that I get to run with my best friend, Pam. We get to spend time together, commiserate together, laugh together. And she says, I'm also grateful for my skinny legs.
Nice.
And that one just kind of reminded me of something that I'm thankful for, and I don't mean to get all sappy or anything, but I do think that the two Gomers, you know, me and you, Anthony, we've been able to, even though we live thousands of miles away, spend more time together, commiserate together, just laugh together a lot more. I think people notice that and value that about the podcast, so I'm definitely thankful for having an accountability partner that actually that relationship works.
Yeah, dude. I am also thankful. Thanks, dude.
No problem. And thank you.
Yeah, we've definitely grown in the last year.
So that was our Monday survey for a couple weeks ago. Our next episodes are all Christmas themed, right?
Cannot wait.
I can't wait either. And so we thought we'd give a Monday survey to kind of get people in the mood. And so our Monday survey for next week is, what is your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, I cannot, dude. I have like goosebumps. It's like, I cannot wait. I'm just going to leave Christmas music and Christmas movies on for the next month.
Yeah, me too. And we did this Monday survey last year, but again, we didn't have any fans. So now we want to know people's opinions of their favorite Christmas movies. Can't wait to hear all about those. That's going to be so fun.
Awesome.
Just a couple more thanks before we go. I want to thank my brother, Alex, Gomer3. Third Gomer. He just does a ton for the podcast, designs all our logos, designs our shirts, helps us when we don't know what to do. He's just a lot smarter than us, so thanks a ton. Hey, Al, we love you, bro.
Yeah, and also one more thanks to This World Fair, and specifically Chris Kalgren, for letting us use their music throughout this podcast. Gomer Nation, go to iTunes, look up This World Fair, and buy their music. Support your local artist, even though I don't know how many people that listen to this are from Minneapolis, but
especially if you're from Minneapolis.
Yeah. Go to their shows too. Go to thisworldfair.com. Look them up on iTunes. Look them up on Facebook. I hope you've been enjoying their music throughout this, but he's a great, great artist and friend. And so let's show this World Fair how the Gomer Nation can come together and buy some sweet music.
And speaking of buying something, we also wanted to announce that for our Christmas season, we have new t-shirts available at Tiki Tees. We think people are going to love them. One of them says Gomer for Life, and the other one is a Citizen of the Gomer Nation shirt. Definitely go to tikitees.com. You can also find that link on our website, twogomers.com. Perfect for a Christmas present.
Ooh, stocking stuffer.
For your loved ones. And, of course, you can interact with us all sorts of ways. Facebook, our website, twogomers.com. Send us an email, twogomers@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, Gomer1 and Gomer2. I think that's it.
Sweet, dude. Thanks so much for doing this, man. It was fun working on a different kind of project. So.
Oh, definitely. And we hope that the listener had a good time, too, that their money was well spent.
Yep. Oh, wait, dude. Speaking about money, we totally teased that story, your mustache story. We forgot to tell it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll end with the mustache story.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so I was like the classic kind of poor college student, right?
Yeah, probably even worse than most.
Like, I remember our staple meal at my apartment was, we'd call them bologna rolls.
Okay.
Like, it was bologna and you'd smear something on it and roll it up.
Oh, that's hideous.
So cream cheese was one.
Yeah.
A1 oh. We put on there.
Oh, sick. And dude, do not watch Modern Marvel's lunch meats ever if you ever want to eat that sandwich again. That is sick.
No, don't worry about it, dude. I will never eat that sandwich again. The thing was, okay, if you put A1 on bologna, it tastes like steak. If you put A1 on anything, it tastes like steak. White bread, we used to put A1 on, and it tasted like steak.
Right. Well, you know what Jim Gaffigan says? If you're eating steak, then it's something special. If you're eating bologna, you might be special.
And that's what we were, special.
Right.
So I had another group of friends, and they were also poor. And what we would do is we would dare each other. Well, we pretty much put each other through college by daring each other to do stupid, embarrassing things.
Right, right.
And the more embarrassing and stupid, the better. So we would like buy like a Yanni shirt at Savers, you know?
Yeah.
And then we'd make one guy wear it all day like he loved it.
Right.
And then we'd pay him $5. So it was stuff like that. So my senior year was the month of mustache, we called it.
Yeah.
So the dare was I had to grow a mustache, and I had to keep the mustache for 30 days, and they'd pay me $30.
All right. Okay.
And I don't know if you remember what the mustache looked like. We'll put the picture up there.
Oh, crustache is what it's called.
Oh, definite crustache. Like patchy, right?
Yeah.
And stringy.
Yeah, yeah. Like there's 7 wires per inch. Like,
exactly. And the thing is, dude, it hasn't gotten much better. I still can't grow a proper mustache.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, so the catch of it was I couldn't tell anybody that I was growing it for a dare.
Right.
So I had to, if people asked, like people would ask, like, hey, what are you doing with that stupid mustache? And I'd have to say, like, either, I don't know, I just like it. Or it makes my lip feel nice or something like that.
Yeah. Jessica likes to kiss a man with a mustache.
Oh, sick. That's the other thing. We were engaged at that point, and she could not stand it.
Right.
And rightfully so. You'll see it. I it was uglier than I ever looked. Like, I started getting these, like, self-esteem issues. Like, I never liked being out in public.
Yeah.
So it was really hard for me. And so I ended the month, and I remember the last day of the month, of mustache, I was like, okay, I'm almost done. I'm going to be able to walk around campus again without being in constant shame.
Yeah.
And the newspaper came up.
Uh-huh.
And they did this thing every week, like, ask somebody on campus, and then they'd take your picture.
Yeah.
And you'd be in the paper answering this lame question. Yeah. And so day 30, I got in the paper with that stupid mustache.
Do you have that picture?
No, I wish. I wish I'd kept that paper.
Oh, dang it.
But I look like a child molester or a used car salesman or something. That's probably really offensive.
Totally.
I look like Dirty Uncle Steve.
Yeah. Everybody has one of those, I guess.
So, yeah. So that was back when we had zero money. And so I'd do anything for $30. At this point, we're a little bit better off. But we wanted to thank people one more time.
Yeah, for sure.
For supporting the Gomers.
Oh, no, dude. Seriously. We keep saying we're thankful and stuff, but seriously, we are totally thankful to the Gomer Nation. And, you know, also to the Lord for blessing us with computers and microphones and the ability to eat and run. Totally.
Definitely. So, yeah, just one more time. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
We know you're going to keep listening, and it just means so much to us.
Yeah, you guys rock. And speaking of rocking, dude, I got to rock and roll out of here because I got to go pack our entire house. Well,
oh,
apartment.
Yeah. When is moving day? Today?
No, not for a couple of days still. But, like, I need to take all of our possessions and put them in cardboard boxes, put them in a truck, drive them less than a quarter mile, and then unload them. So I got to get back to that, dude.
All right, bro.
No, but thanks a lot, dude. This has been really fun. Seriously.
Yep, no problem. And thanks, everybody out there. Have a happy Thanksgiving and happy running.
Hey everyone, this is Chris Calgren from This World Fair, wishing you all a happy and healthy holiday season. Thank you for listening to Two Gomers Run a Marathon, and we'll see you next week. I'm not afraid to read them to you.